News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Restricted dog breeds should be banned in Ireland. That is the call from Professor Jack Kelly, President of the Irish Association of Plastic Surgeons, who joins us now. Good morning to you. Firstly, tell us, I suppose, why you're making this call.
Well, good morning, Ciara. Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having us on. Well, I mean, as a plastic surgeon and as a group of plastic surgeons, we meet people who've had serious injuries from dog bites. This is an ongoing issue and has been for many, many years in Ireland. But we're not particularly calling for them to be banned, but certainly more restrictions placed on certain dog breeds who can inflict serious injuries, especially on young children.
Okay. And I imagine with your role, then some of the things you've seen have been quite horrific.
So, I mean, not just me personally, but certainly members of our association, plastic surgeons in Dublin, mainly paediatric hospitals, Cork, Galway, some of the bigger centres, we'd have seen severe dog bite injuries. This is going on for many years. I mean, talking about this issue, I see a paper from Cork from 1995 from the plastic surgery department, 7 severe dog injuries from pack animals, 1 fatality were published in 1995. So this is going on for 30 years plus. It's an ongoing issue in Ireland.
Yeah. And I look, the other side of this argument that, and we've had people on the show and they've argued there's no such thing as a bad dog, although that may not be true. If a dog's been mistreated, he may end up as a bad dog. But there are only bad owners, and therefore we shouldn't ban the breeds because, you know, whatever. But is it the case in your view that some dogs are just so dangerous when they attack? Like, obviously, you could have a rogue Jack Russell. He's not going to do that much, you know, damage. But if you have one of those bully XLs, and I saw one last week on the street, and they look like mutants. They look like they're on steroids. They're enormous things. You know, is it just that they're too dangerous if they do turn savage, that they're just too big and strong?
Well, I think, I mean, the evidence to ban these certain breeds is limited. But I mean, I think there's a growing awareness in the public that some dogs are just more dangerous than others. I mean, if you look at the studies that have been published, banning certain breeds doesn't change the overall incidence of dog bites. But certainly some of these bigger breeds can be quite destructive. And, you know, you're aware of all the media publications and discussion about very severe facial injuries, especially in children, from some of these bigger dog breeds. So I don't think banning the breed is going to reduce the overall incidence of dog bites, but certainly some of the more severe injuries could probably reduce if we had greater legislation to, you know, control these particularly big, strong breeds of dogs that are out on the streets these days.
Yeah, and they have banned them elsewhere in the UK. Notably, the Bully XLs have been banned. And if you have one already, you can keep it, but you have to have all kinds of restrictions put on you to keep it. But no new ones can be bought or bred or that kind of thing. Would that seem like a reasonable position?
I mean, I don't think that's unreasonable. I mean, I think, you know, certainly I think having some control over your dog is very important. I mean, there was a study published from UCD a number of years ago that said that if a dog, you know, was denied access to a yard space, it was 3 times more likely to bite. If the dog was inside all day long, it was again 3 times more likely to bite. And if it was sleeping with the owner, it was over 2 times more likely to bite. So I think owner behavior is a big issue for people who own these big dogs.
That's really interesting. So people who sleep with their dogs, is it the owner who gets bitten? They roll over on the dog or something? Or?
Well, it would appear to be.
Goodness, I had no idea. Do you think that there is a political will now, a political movement, I mean, behind this? Do you think that we might see some move on this? Have you had any feedback on any of this?
Well, I think, I mean, if you just talk to the public, I mean, I think the public are aware that these dogs are on the street. I think the public would like to see greater enforcement of current legislation and probably measures to restrict these bigger breeds of dogs. I mean, I couldn't speak for the politicians, but I could certainly say that there's a greater awareness amongst members of the public.
And maybe lastly, Jack, you know, for people who I think everyone kind of goes, God, a bad dog bite must be dreadful. But can you just outline for people how, if someone is disfigured, a child is disfigured, for example, permanently, their face maybe by a severe dog bite, that does sort of blight their life, doesn't it?
Oh, it does indeed. I mean, you know, the experience is that, like, just recently there was a paper in the BMJ looked at the psychological consequences of a dog bite. And, you know, in children, it includes post-traumatic stress disorder, dog phobia, nightmares, anxiety, avoidance behavior. So it's not just the physical injuries, and the ongoing surgery to correct the scars. But I mean, young children who are bitten by a dog have serious psychological damage for life.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Professor Jack Kelly, President of the Irish Association of Plastic Surgeons. I'd love to know what you think. I'm a big dog lover, Shane, but I have to say, I think those big dangerous breeds, I'm not sure that there's merit in people having them as pets.
Oh, I'm 100% sure. Yeah, there is no merit in it.
They're just too big.
When they attack,
they're so dangerous.
Yeah, the government need to seize the initiative on this.
Let us know what you think out there this morning, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.